It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. New Mexico education officials are offering school districts in the state $37 million to pay for the salaries and career advancement of their entry-level staff. The state education department says they hope teaching assistants can get a pay increase and take classes toward a two-year degree. Teaching assistants earn around $25,000 per year in the state, but they could increase their income with degrees relevant to education in schools. There are around 600 unfilled teaching positions in New Mexico, and long-term substitute teachers are also in short supply. During this pandemic, New Mexico continues to also face a shortage of healthcare workers, specifically nurses. New Mexico State University and the University of New Mexico are working to help ease the shortage through nursing education programs. KRWG public media scholar Sarah Rodriguez has more.
New Mexico has faced a healthcare professional shortage in the past few years. Dr. Alexa Doig, director of New Mexico State University's School of Nursing, says recruiting faculty for the local nursing program is crucial.
Our ability to grow is really dependent on our ability to recruit qualified nurse faculty and to secure clinical placements in the hospitals and community-based health agencies. They're in addition to having a nursing shortage regionally in the state and nationally, there's also a critical nursing faculty shortage on all these levels. So it makes that recruiting faculty to NMSU and other nursing programs in the region very challenging.
How bad is the nursing shortage? New Mexico hospitals currently have about 6,300 monthly job postings for registered nurses. There are many job opportunities and opportunities for training. Students in NMSU's School of Nursing are able to help short-staffed local healthcare professionals while receiving hands-on experience in clinical rotations.
We appreciate that our healthcare partners are willing to have our nurse trainees in their healthcare settings. They work alongside nurses and other healthcare workers. And while they are there and being trained, I feel that I hear from our healthcare agencies that, you know, the students do, they contribute, they provide patient care. They assist with the nurses and other healthcare workers in the different agencies and on the different units. And so, I feel that being there, our students are contributing to some degree to the workforce, even though they are, still trainees.
New Mexico universities offer a lot more than just training for students and help with staff shortages. Along with clinical rotations, the University of New Mexico's College of Nursing also provides extensive research for hospitals. Dean Christine Casper says it's an important effort.
We return our contributions by offering support for work that may be done at those hospitals, such as evidence-based practice support, research support. These are some of these areas of expertise that our faculty have that may not be available for the hospital. So wherever we can be of help to the community, we help.
Nursing shortages are most severe in the state's less populated counties. Dean Casper says UNM nursing students are required to work in rural clinical rotations.
We make sure that all the students have essentially a mandatory rural rotation, so that they're exposed to all these very great rurality in the state. We have them rotate with vulnerable populations and disadvantaged communities. So I think that whole package to make sure they're at the cutting edge, to make sure they're getting the best scientifically based education is possible.
In 2020, NMSU's School of Nursing saw 80% of its graduates apply for registered nurse licensure in New Mexico, meaning that those graduates would most likely stay and work in New Mexico hospitals. Over the past 5 years, UNM's College of Nursing has seen 85% of its graduates stay in the state after graduation. Dean Casper credits this statistic to UNM's healthcare partners within the state.
The intensity and specificity of healthcare is changing very fast. So we make every effort to partner with our, UNMH, the medical center here, the system, other major healthcare centers around the state to really expose the students to that increased intensity. You know, keeping nurses in nursing over the long term often depends on the exposures they've had if they don't realize how intense it is.
By graduating more nurses, UNM and NMSDU also help the state's economy. New Mexico lags far behind the national median household income, but the nursing field is a bright spot for the state. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that salaries for New Mexico nurses rank 21st in the nation. The average salary for a registered nurse is more than $73,000. Over 17,000 nurses are employed in New Mexico. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Sarah Rodriguez.